for a monologue, I kind of want to talk today about how we're raising our boys and going from boys to men. You don't have any boys, do you, Big Ring?
I do have one.
Oh, you have a... Oh, I thought you had both girls.
I have a little four-year-old.
You do? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, might want to listen up then. Yep. So I am a mom with both a daughter as well as sons. And I've always loved them fiercely and tried to encourage them to go in any direction they wanted to when it came to their future. I didn't push my daughter any harder than my sons to excel in school or go into any certain field, although she did choose STEM and she was an amazing student. Over the past four decades, we've seen a big push to make sure girls were represented in college, especially STEM fields, as well as high-level positions such as physicians, scientists, attorneys, and C-suite executives. There were programs, scholarships, mentoring groups, education strategies, and more to make sure girls felt encouraged to be anything they wanted to be. I have two sons and struggle to find the same societal motivations to push them to similar heights. Growing up in the 70s and 80s, I was on the front lines of the feminist push for girls to excel in school and move on to higher education. Did you know that currently boys attending college is at an all-time low, matching the girls' enrollment of the 70s? You'd think that we'd be mobilizing the education establishment as a whole to ensure that boys are pushed and motivated to graduate high school and attend college or higher education or trade. But the opposite appears to be true. It still seems that the push is for females to excel, even though we are already excelling in so many fields, which is awesome. The following stats are interesting. In 2021, women outnumbered men in law school classes across the United States for the sixth year in a row. Specifically, over 55% of students were women. That means 45% men. This trend has been consistent with female enrollees surpassing males since 2015. In 2019, 50.5% of U.S. medical school students were women. This marked a milestone as it was first time women constituted the majority of medical students, and it's held steady ever since. We need boys and men who succeed if we want women to find boyfriends and husbands who are a good match. Women tend to want men who are the same education level to marry. The gender gap in college enrollment and completion has really been a topic of discussion in the United States. Currently, young women are more likely to be enrolled in college than young men. Among adults age 25 and older, women are also more likely to have a four-year degree. The trend is even more pronounced among younger adults age 25 to 34. In 2021, there was approximately 6.5 million males in undergraduate studies, compared to 8.9 million female undergraduates. Factors contributing to this gap include financials, personal choice, and structural changes in the economy. For instance, men are more likely to cite personal choice as a reason for not completing college, while women are more likely to mention affordability. Overall, the gap between men and women in college completion continues to widen, with women outnumbering men on campuses in the U.S. by over a million. If this trend continues, what happens to our young men? Many of them are moving into trades, which I think is a good path for those who don't want to go the college route. You can hit the ground running after training in trades such as plumbing, electrician, welding, and make pretty good money immediately. You don't have to have college debt, and many earn money during training. Women tend to view men, though, who work in trades as lesser educated and not quite as desirable, but that view is slowly changing. Our boys need to be encouraged to be successful no matter their career path. They need to be brought up to be kind, loving, but most of all, competent. Men crave respect and want to be admired by women and peers. If we want women to be happy, we need to make sure they have competent men to marry and start a family. If we want boys and men to be happy, we need to be working from elementary school, as we've done with the girls, to determine the most successful learning styles. How best to encourage them in their interest and push them to succeed, no matter the path they choose. As women, we need to remember that men still hold the vast majority of dangerous jobs, most all construction and infrastructure positions, most outdoor positions, which right now seems pretty awful considering it's 100 degrees. Yuck. And most of the inherently dangerous jobs. They do the jobs that women can't or won't do. We need to push our girls to respect the differences between them and their male counterparts and to love how God made us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made to complement each other, to care for each other, and to love each other. I have a poem, If, by Rudyard Kipling. And I have them for both of my boys, and I hope it reminds them of the challenges and wonderful rewards they can achieve when they become men. I'll read it for you. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or be lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it all on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve you long after they're gone and hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son. And that's the right side way. I can't wait to dig more into raising our boys to be men in this first dipper coming right up. Really appreciate it. See you on the back of this break.